Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. SMK has had many wondrous stories to tell and share these past few shows over the span of a month. From Solar Escapades and Soul Part 3, Meaningful Expression and Resistance in the Pride Against Aversion, National Musical Support during Sesquicentennial, SMK celebrates Canada's 150th birthday, and Fantasy Adventures in Progressive Songs of Ice and Fire, Game of Thrones. The last four shows have been constructed from themes that were personally worth my time to acknowledge and provide deep thought and skill into producing them to the best of my abilities. I hope everyone can acknowledge the hard work and dedication that I put into the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. I know that many artists, near and far, who respond to my messages about their SMK features are grateful that I provide airplay for their music. While I have not heard much feedback from you good centuries, I hope that you like what I provide as well. And with that, for the song observations of the next couple of shows, I am taking a major break from themes so that I can provide new marvelous all sorts that I have been holding back for a while now. I will be more directly informative in my script today, starting at the end of this personal introduction, just providing official track info and descriptions of or provided by the artists themselves. Sometimes one needs a break from thinking too hard and just present the music, you know? Starting off today's show, we listened to It, the Canadian-British progressive rock band, off their new album, We're All In This Together, released on Progressive Gears Records. We heard The Working Man, the second single from It's fifth album, their first since 2009's Departure. I wanted to mention the general concept behind We're All In This Together, provided by the band's electronic press kit info sheet. This album explores themes of austerity, inequality, and an uncertain future for younger generations. Starting a triple song observation set, we have back Bent Knee from Boston, Massachusetts, who recently signed to Inside Out Records, Sony Music, for the release of their new album, Land Animal. We will listen to their second single, Terror Bird. Bent Knee provided an excellent description about the song on their official website. Terror Bird is about fighting our natural inclination to become indifferent towards the world around us. We all have an idea in our heads of how a good person thinks and feels. Good people feel sad when hearing about tragedies, angry when reading about injustices, and happy for others' successes. But sometimes our brains fail to meet our own standards and slump into an apathetic mush instead. In a globalized, hyper-connected society, it's a problem we wrestle with now more than ever. This is Bent Knee with Terror Bird.
Cold. Heart strings Thank you.
The latter piece was called Locked in a Drift by the ambient electronic experimental outfit from Lethbridge, Alberta, An Ant and an Atom, from their new album Exterior. An Ant and an Atom formed in 2008 and are currently on the label And on Earth. Their influences, shown on their Facebook page, include A Hammer Hitting Steel, Hymnodes, and Decibels. The pieces on Exterior, like Locked in a Drift, are apparently the B-sides from their upcoming full-length album. The former song was called Tiger Man by Goldfrapp, an English electronic duo from London, on their new album Silver Eye, released on Mute Records. The Goldfrapp duo consists of Allison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory. Out of all the songs on Silver Eye, Tiger Man reminds me of electronic atmospheric soundtrack music by Vangelis. Next up, we have Catherine Leduc, a Montreal folk rock electronic singer-songwriter who is on the label Grosse Boîte. She released a new album called Un Bois de Distance avec le Soleil. We will listen to her extended track, Te Somat Somme Montage.
Thank you. Il me tente, mais je pense que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense. Je pense que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense que j'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai. J'aurai le vertige. Mais je pense, je sais que j'aurai.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Do Make Say Think, Trontonian post-rock ensemble, with their instrumental As Far As the Eye Can See. This piece comes off their newly released seventh album, Stubborn Persistent Illusions, which, just like it, is their first new album since 2009. This album by Do Make Say Think was released on Constellation Records, a Canadian independent record label based in Montreal, best known for their roster of Central and Eastern Canadian experimental and post-rock bands. We now have up next, back in our gaze again, just after their SMK debut on the Canadian sesquicentennial show, is Jupiter Hollow, the young Barrie ambient progressive rock metal duo of Grant McKenzie and Kenny Perry. They are independent as well, self-releasing their debut extended play, Odyssey. I want to quickly refer to Jupiter Hollow's official website to provide a description of their proggy tonality. Jupiter Hollow's sound is usually referred to as spacey, experimental, and refreshing, reminding listeners of bands like Rush, Tool, Pink Floyd, A Perfect Circle, Tesseract, and The Contortionist. The song we will listen to is called Hades Heart. What an incredible trip we took across the Atlantic Ocean. Or should I say, to the north and into the middle of it? Iceland, a new unique country to be represented on SMK. We heard from Icelandic heavy metal prog band Solstafir. Their name is the Icelandic word for crepuscular rays, in other words, sunbeams. The following description was taken from the band's official website. Their unique blend of metal with beautiful melodies, psychedelic moments, and a strong undercurrent of classic hard rock comes as varied and at times appealingly bizarre as the landscapes of their native Iceland. Icefold was the name of Solstafir's song, taken from their new album, Birdramine, released on the music label Season of Mist. And what a treat we heard for ourselves. Icefold, along with the rest of Birdramine, is sung in their native Icelandic language, a welcomed exhilarating change. For this first SMK hour of musical observations, we conclude with Flickerate, a solo project from out of Sligo, Ireland. The following is their project description from their Bandcamp page. Flickerate is a post-math rock guitar-based solo project formed by 17-year-old multi-instrumentalist Spencer Bassett. All music is written and composed by Spencer Bassett. If you have listened to SMK for a while now, you might recognize Spencer's last name. He is actually the son of John Bassett, main member of King Bathmet, and creator of two recent solo projects, Sacred Ape and Arcade Messiah. We will listen to Summit, taken from Flickerate's recent extended play, Reframe, the second episode in an EP trilogy.